On hand for the 1911 constituency meeting. Now it was April, 1911, and Ellen White was at Loma Linda again. Her intense interest in the developments there led her for a year or two to go south to be present when the major board meetings were held in the spring and fall. Her counsel was much treasured by those who moved ahead, eager to see that the work was done in harmony with the mind of God, as revealed through His messenger. The 1911 constituency meeting was held during the first week of April. The record reveals that, among other things, study was given to the importance of securing more land adjacent to the institution. We may be sure Ellen White spoke in favor of it. A number looked over the Kelly tract of about 85 acres, available at $300 an acre, but no action was taken to purchase it. Immediately following the meetings of the constituency and the board, Ellen White went on south to spend a few days at Paradise Valley Sanitarium. But 10 days later she was back at Loma Linda, saying that her work there was not finished. The matter of securing more land rested heavily on her heart, and she talked of it and took several trips by carriage to look things over again. Repeatedly she stated that she had been instructed that the denomination should secure the land adjoining the sanitarium, and she urged that the brethren pray over the matter, so that they might have light to know what to do. She mentioned the troubles that would come if others were allowed to secure the land and sell it to unbelievers. Her rather relentless pressing of the matter led Elder Burden to call a council meeting of available workers on Thursday, April 20th, to consider what should be done in the light of the availability of the Kelly Tract. Ellen White was the principal speaker. After a few opening remarks, she came right to the point. "Today with Sister McIntyre, and again with my son, I rode around the Loma Linda grounds, and took more particular notice of them than ever before, and I feel very thankful that we have such a place. In our meetings during this council, we have been speaking of the higher education. What is the higher education? It is to understand Christ's works and teachings, and to follow on to know the Lord. It is to know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. Today, as I looked over the place more thoroughly than ever before, I felt gratitude in my heart toward God, that through His providence we had been brought into possession of Loma Linda. I felt thankful also to see the improvements that have been made since we have had the place. And I thought how important it is that we make every move in accordance with the will of God. As the Lord prospers us, we should manifest our gratitude by a willingness to advance. We should see the advantage of adding to that which we already have. I feel a burden regarding the danger of letting anybody come into the neighborhood to spoil the place. There is a piece of land across the railroad, lying next to a piece already purchased, which should be secured. I am sure, from the representations that have been made to me, that this piece of land ought to come into our possession. If you are wise, the next time I come here, you will have that land. I will try to help you all I can. Let us work intelligently." Then she enumerated several reasons why the school should secure all the land possible near the institution, and set forth several reasons why they should have the Kelly Tract. "You need the produce from it for your cattle to subsist upon. This piece is close at hand, and joins that which you already have. Here we have our school, and here many important interests are centered. We must not permit elements to come in that will tend to hinder and retard the work. It will be pleasing to the Lord if we keep our eyes wide open, and are fully awake, ready to take advantage of every circumstance that will place us in right relation to the work we have to do. It would be a grievous error for us to allow to pass an opportunity to secure this property, for we might never again have such an opportunity." She pledged $1,000 toward the purchase of the tract. Then she assured her audience that she was well pleased in what had been accomplished at Loma Linda. "When one sees the prosperity that has attended the work," she said, "and the spirit of consecration that prevails, the conviction deepens that you are working in harmony with God." In closing her remarks, she added, I am highly gratified as I look upon the land we already have. This will be one of the greatest blessings to us in the future, one that we do not fully appreciate now, but which we shall appreciate by and by. I hope that you will get the other land that I have spoken of, and join it to that which you already have. It will pay you to do this. As I have carried the burden of this place from the very beginning, I wanted to say this much to you. Now I leave the matter with you, and let us work in harmony. The next day, Friday, she was off to Glendale and Los Angeles and points north. The evening after the Sabbath, the workers at Loma Linda assembled again to consider the land matter further. It was clear that as an institution they could not go ahead and sign a contract to buy without board action, but in the light of Ellen White's counsel they felt something must be done at once. So they banded themselves together in an agreement to purchase the Kelly Tract. They would pay $1,000 down, with notes to pay $4,000 in 30 days and the balance of the $18,000 in two annual payments. The land was to be held, without speculation, until by board action it should be purchased by the institution. This step highly pleased Ellen White. On arriving home, she, on April 30th, wrote to Elder Burden. My mind is settled in regard to the purchase of the land in front of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. We must have that piece of land. I will pledge myself to be depended upon for $1,000. The piece of land we must have, for it will never do to have buildings crowded in there. Do not fail to carry through the purchase of it. Do your best, and I will do my best. The money from me you may depend upon. We shall be able to send it soon. To do her best meant to Ellen White that she must borrow the money and that she would labor to persuade others to join in providing funds for the purchase. She succeeded in this. Looking back 5 weeks later, she told the Burdens. I was moved to speak as I did concerning the piece of land in front of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. I was urged by the Spirit of God to make the pledge of $1,000, and I did so hoping that others, who were better able to give than I, would follow my example. I dared not leave the meeting without following the conviction I had, and now I feel that I have done my duty, showing my faith by my works.